Something came in my heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Something came in my heart, make me cannot wait. Beauty. Human beings love beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a lot of beauty. And when you think about all this beauty, what is for? To recognize the beauty, to value the beauty, to enjoy the beauty, to look at it and thanks. Beauty generates such calm feeling. When you look to the sky, the mountain, the flower, the butterfly, the creation of Allah all over, in everything. All this is a message. To make us think, reflect, cherish, value, appreciate, to show gratitude to the owner, the governor, the guardian. The one in control. From the might, the will, to the beauty. And after all these signs, what Allah wants? For me to enjoy the beauty and that's it? Or take a photo and that's it? Or make me contemplate, think. How many verses in Quran Allah said, walk in earth and think. Look and think. Contemplate. Allah did not create anything just like that or an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the greatest wisdom of everything. And the bottom line is, if I believe in all this quality of Allah, He deserves the ultimate thanks, the ultimate of showing gratitude, and most of all, the ultimate of to get to know Him, get closer to Him, to make Him in my side. To generate such a healthy relationship, to when I need Him, I will find Him. When I call Him, He will listen to me. And most of all, when I get older and sick or in the middle of death, He's the only one can take care about me. He's the only one can forgive me. He's the only one can take care about the journey after death. The unseen journey, the long one, the lonely one. All of a sudden, I was thinking about different people in my life and how we behave with each other the way we behave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How some of us, we have no value for each other. We have no value. We're ready for any small drama and sometimes even assumption to break relationship. What it means? We have no value. We have no value. What it mean? It means I do not appreciate goodness. I do not appreciate those who are good to me. The way we do it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us even we kill each other before we die. How? By neglecting the relationship or even kill the relationship. That's why at the same time we can kill people before they die. Imagine. Similar. What happened if I kill the relationship between me and Allah before I die? It would be a big problem. Because this is the time I need him and nobody else will be for me. Now, if I believe in that, if I really believe in that, this will be my behavior, this will be my attitude. Subhanallah. It's just a thought for those who can see or want to see. I will collect some of the verses of Quran talking about this topic. It's plenty. It's plenty. Especially in chapter An-Nahl, the bees. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who able to see the beauty of Allah, enjoy it, benefit from it, causing us to reflect, causing us to strengthen our iman, causing us to value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most, causing us to humble ourselves to our Creator, the owner of all this, the owner of all this beauty, the owner of all this bounty, the able, the owner of might and power, the guardian friend, the governor, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah allow us to value whom benefit us and show respect and gratitude instead of destroying the most precious relationship in our life. I see it. I see it over and over again. And most of all, what happens if we do not value the relationship between us and Allah? The most precious thing, relationship between us and anyone else in this life. And those who can make me close to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to able to see, vision, comprehend, humble and humility, and save the goodness. Because the ultimate foolishness to lose our goodness and to lose those who are good to me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Nothing I can say except if Allah guides someone, nobody can make him stray. And if Allah strays someone, nobody can make him guided. Allah repeat this in Quran, whoever Allah can make him see, whoever Allah can make him comprehend. And some people is blind, deaf, and mute. They cannot see, they cannot hear. May Allah save us not to be among those. جزاكم الله كل خير. It's just a thought. I contributed to the beauty of Allah, the might of Allah, the will of Allah, the owner of everything. His wisdom cannot be comprehended. Cannot be. But everything you look at it will show you who's Allah. And if this is the case, it makes you calm. It makes you relax. It makes you trust. It makes you rely. It makes you love. It makes you appreciate. It makes you thanks. It makes you content. It makes you happy. And hopefully, it makes you belong to Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.